Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most underrated drum and bass skills in Ableton Live, creating tension with volume automation. Not with a million effects, not with weird mastering tricks, just clean, controlled level moves that make your drop feel like it hits harder, even when the drop isn't actually louder. And the key idea for beginners is this. In DNB, tension is often just volume and density control. If you can make the listener feel like the room is shrinking for a moment, the drop feels huge when it opens back up. We're going to build two super simple, reusable racks. First, a tension fader rack. One macro to pull a group down smoothly, and optionally close a filter for that closing invite. Second, a drop impact rack. A quick pre-drop duck that pulls the whole track down for a moment, then snaps back right on the drop. Let's set up the session first. Open Ableton in Arrangement View. We want to work in groups, because that's how you get clean automation without chasing 12 lanes across your screen. Select all your drum tracks and group them. Rename that group Drums. Select all your bass layers and group them. Rename it Bass. Select Stabs, Pads, Vocals, Atmos. Group those as Music. And if you have Risers, Noise, Impacts, you can optionally group those as FX or PR Redrop Effects. One quick coaching note before we automate anything. Gain staging matters because it makes your automation predictable. If your groups are already slammed into a limiter, a 6 dB dip won't create tension. It'll just feel like the track collapses weirdly, or the limiter will hide the effect. As a target, try to have each group peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS, and your combined pre-master peaking around minus 6 to minus 3. Not a strict rule, just a good this will behave range. Now let's build rack number 1. The tension fader rack. Go to your music group first. Music is usually the safest place to learn this, because pulling pads and stabs down creates space without breaking the groove. Drop an audio effect rack on the music group. Inside the rack, add a utility. Utility is your clean, safe volume control. It's consistent, it's easy to map, and it keeps your track fader free from mixing. Optionally, after utility, add an auto filter. This is the closing in feeling for drum and bass. Low-pass filtering into the drop is classic. Set auto filter to low-pass. Set the slope to 24 dB. Keep resonance modest, think 10 to 20%. If you crank resonance, it'll start whistling and fighting your mix. Set the frequency fully open at the start around 18 kHz. Optionally, you can add a limiter at the end as a safety rail while you're learning. Set the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. But here's the important teacher note. A limiter can hide the whole point of this lesson, because it can clamp the snap back at the drop. So if you don't clearly feel the drop getting bigger, temporarily turn the limiter off while you dial in the automation, then re-enable it once the moves feel right. Now click Macro Map on the rack. Map Macro 1 to Utility Gain. Rename Macro 1 to Tension Vol. And this part matters. Set the macro range. Set the minimum to minus 18 dB, and the maximum to 0 dB. That gives you a big enough range to create real tension, but still keeps it controlled and repeatable. Optional, map macro 2 to auto filter frequency. Rename it tension LPF. Set them in somewhere like 250 to 600 Hz, depending on how extreme you want it, and set the max to 18 kHz. Now you've got two simple tension controls, loudness and air. Let's automate it into a pre-drop. Imagine a basic DNB structure, 16 bars of build, then bar 17 is the drop. Press it to show automation on the music group. Find the rack macro automation for tension VOL. If you want a cleaner view, right-click the macro and choose Show Automation in New Lane. That keeps your arrangement from turning into spaghetti. Now draw a practical tension shape across those 16 bars. For bars 1 through 9, keep it around 0 dB or just a tiny bit under. From bars 9 through 15, gradually move down to around minus 6 to minus 10 dB. This is the room is getting smaller feeling. Then in the last bar, bar 16, dip harder somewhere like minus 12 to minus 18 dB. And on the exact downbeat of bar 17, snap back to zero. That snap is the payoff. The listener perceives the drop as louder because you created a vacuum right before it. Now if you map the filter macro, automate tension LPF 2. Start it open, around 18K. Over the last few bars, close it down, maybe ending around 400 Hz to 1K right before the drop. Then snap it open at the drop. This is very DNB language. Remove air and level, then bring both back at impact. A quick troubleshooting tip. If your volume ramp sounds steppy or zippery, it's usually because the automation is made of tiny sharp segments or because there's heavy compression or limiting after the utility reacting aggressively to the move. Use a slightly curved ramp for longer transitions and try to keep utility early in the chain before heavy dynamics. Also, make sure you're editing arrangement automation, not clip envelopes. If something seems like it's fighting you, look for clip automation on the clip itself and watch the back to arrangement button at the top. If it's lit, click it, otherwise you're not hearing your arrangement automation. Now let's build rack number 2, the drop impact rack, aka the pre-drop duck. This one is simple but powerful. Make the moment before the drop quieter, then return to full right on the downbeat. It's an illusion of loudness that doesn't require pushing the drop hotter. Instead of putting this directly on your master as a beginner, make a pre-master group. Route drums, bass, music, and FX into pre-master. Leave the real master mostly untouched. On pre-master, add an audio effect rack. Inside it, add utility, map macro 1 to utility gain. Rename it pre-drop duck. Set the range from -6 dB to 0 dB. Now automate it. In the final half bar to 1 bar before the drop, pull it down to around -3 to -6 dB. Then snap back to 0 at the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.